Okay, what I'm going to share with you tonight and tomorrow, half the day tomorrow, is just material I put together for when I went to the Czech Republic. They asked me to speak on worship, and it wasn't anything I'd ever spoken on before. And I think, like lots of people, I thought of worship as the part of our service when we sing. And as I began studying it, there was a lot more to it than that. And I find it fascinating. So what we're going to do, the first thing we're going to do this evening is define what worship is. Thank you. And we'll do that by breaking into groups to discuss. I've got seven passages of scripture. We'll skip the first one because it's very simple. And your task will be just what you learned about worship in this passage. So we'll figure out how to divide the six. Somebody may have to work alone. But Psalm 17:15 gets translated several ways. The ESV says, "As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness." And that's a legitimate translation. But the Christian Standard Bible does it this way: "But I will see your face in righteousness when I awake. I will be satisfied with your presence." Because likeness has also the idea of presence. So that's a legitimate translation. But I really like that, satisfied with your presence. Because that is, I've titled this Worship, Satisfied with His Presence. And we'll see how being in the presence of God is central to worship all through Scripture. The implication here is when you're in God's presence or you see His likeness, you're face to face with God. You're with Him. My prayer is that this, what we talk about today and tomorrow, will help you be satisfied in His presence. I'll say, as I've studied this, my times of worship have gotten a lot richer. A deeper understanding of who God is, what He's done, who He is. So that's my prayer, that this can be helpful for you both in your individual times of worship and in your corporate worship. So I've got six passages, and you've got them on there. Let's not deal with group one. Group two, First Chronicles 16, 8 to 36. Beth, why don't you and the Zoom group take that? Okay,
That's a
so
long one.
yeah, it's a long one. And so the task is just read through this together. She's going to hijack them into the TV room, so either they're talking or our talking won't bother each other. We've got 3 to 7. Anybody want to, like, maybe two people do Psalm 33? Two people, any two want to do that? Want to volunteer to be in that group?
Sure.
Okay, Gaetano, and who wants to go work with Gaetano?
You said Psalm 33?
Yeah.
I'll work with Gaetano.
Okay.
I'll help him out.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. So then Psalm 104 is a long one. Who would like to ch take the challenge of that one? We met, so, yeah, Psalm 104. So let's see, we've got, I'm trying to think how many people we have here. Who?
I'll do 111.
Okay, so, okay,
It's a
so,
shorter one.
yeah, okay. Are you comfortable doing that one alone? Okay, Psalm 104. Maybe two people. Who wants to? Two people. Who wants to do that? Okay, anybody want to? Let's see here. That leaves
Steve.
Steve.
Steve and Jerry.
Okay. Well, but we've got some others here. Mom, I'll work with you on one.
Okay.
Let's do. We'll do Malachi, Mom and I. JR and JR.
Yeah.
Okay, who's the ones left?
Revelation's left.
Okay, Dennis and Laura? Can you guys work together all right?
Yeah.
Not going to be any conflict?
As long as we're not building something.
We're not doing walls.
So, okay. Okay, so you guys have group seven. So just go off by yourselves, find a place. You could turn the lights on to go onto the porch, do the round table. I'll just sit here with Mom, and we'll look at that. It's in the Old Testament. Keep going. I know, Mom. I'm just being funny. It starts there. Yeah, you can turn the lights on for outside if you want. One of those switches will get it on. Oh, they are on. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And we'll just do this for a while.
Just over here.
I'm going to grab my phone.